Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with today's explainer. The Prime Minister this week announced it was time for a sweeping review of the Australian Defence Force after the sector has been bogged down in controversy, especially over the botched AUKUS subs deal. Anthony Albanese keen to have a look at everything, including just what states carry the bulk of the nation's defences. So enter WA's Defence Minister, Paul Papalia, a former Navy SEAL diver. He gave us the sobering news this week that the state is now at its most vulnerable in 80 years, which is effectively World War II. While he acknowledges our Navy assets at Garden Island are strong, we have no army.
We have very little presence from the army in Western Australia. Regular forces only consist of the Special Air Service Regiment, and there is no combat elements from the Air Force.
So WA's mining-rich Pilbara, for example, would effectively be a sitting duck with little or no defence capabilities. The Department of Australia's Defence most recent annual report shows that WA is home to just 4,763 ADF personnel. That's across both the permanent and reserve forces. That's out of a national headcount of more than 89,000. It's pretty sobering. Papalia wants the Australian Army to go west, and he wants it in a big way, calling for 5,000 troops stationed in the Pilbara, citing it as perfect terrain for ongoing tactical exercises. The Prime Minister's review findings will be handed down next year, and it needs a go west call to arms if it's serious about protecting the nation into the future. That's The Explainer. For more Perth news on demand, go to the Listener app.
Listener.